Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 25th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. On Monday, Amazon announced it will invest $1.25 billion for a minority stake in artificial intelligence startup Anthropic, with more investment to come later for a total of $4 billion. As part of the deal, Anthropic will use Amazon Web Services and its dedicated AI chips to create its future models. Google invested $300 million in Anthropic last year, and at the time, Anthropic said it would train its models on Google's chips and use its cloud. OpenAI had a few announcements on Monday. The company is rolling out a new version of ChatGPT that allows you to prompt it by speaking aloud or uploading a picture. The new features are coming to paying ChatGPT users over the next 2 weeks, with everyone else getting it soon after, according to the company. OpenAI is also rolling out a new text-to-speech model in its iOS and Android apps that creates human-like audio from just text and a few seconds of sample speech in five different voices. OpenAI is also working with Spotify to translate podcasts into other languages while still keeping the unique sound of the original podcaster voice. This makes use of OpenAI's voice transcription tool, Whisper, which can both transcribe English speech and translate other languages into English. OpenAI says the tool will be restricted to specific use cases and partnerships to minimize the chance of misuse. Getty Images is partnering with NVIDIA to launch generative AI by Getty Images based on Getty's library of licensed photos. This model is trained exclusively on the library, but does include premium content, so anybody using the tool and then publishing the image should be legally protected. The new service uses NVIDIA's Edify model, available on the company's generative AI model library, Picasso. The Wall Street Journal sources say Meta is planning to release new AI chatbots with a variety of personalities as soon as this week after being tested internally already by employees. Meta's Connect conference starts Wednesday. It's a likely place for an official announcement like this. The bots are said to be new engagement and productivity tools for users, particularly the younger set. DJI unveiled its new Mini 4 Pro drone, which for $1,000 has a slew of new features, including omnidirectional obstacle sensors designed to eliminate the blind spot issues that DJI had with the Mini 3 Pro. Another new feature is called Active Track 360, which lets you program camera moves while tracking a subject. And Gadget notes some other improvements, despite the drone still being under 250 grams, which means it can be flown without a license or registration in many regions, such as larger cooling vents, smaller rear arms, new landing feet at the front, and a new guard to protect its propellers. Huawei held an event Monday designed to show off its latest consumer product line, but there was nary a mention of its Mate 60 smartphone series that includes a 7-nanometer Kirin 9000S processor inside, made by manufacturer SMIC. Okay, there was a tiny bit of mentioning, but very little. Huawei hired celebrity Andy Lau as a brand ambassador to promote what it now calls Ultimate Design Models, which does include a limited edition variant of that Mate 60. Huawei also touted its semiconductor design used in a new set of wireless earbuds, but didn't offer more details on what chip is inside. The European Commission has blocked Booking Holdings, otherwise known as Booking.com's, proposed 1.63 billion euro purchase of Sweden's eTravelly Group Monday, after it said Booking failed to allay concerns about its dominance in online hotel reservations. EU antitrust chief Didier Reynders said that the commission had reached out to almost 15,000 hotels for feedback on the proposed deal. Booking said it would challenge the block, which already has approval in the US and the UK. And finally, NASA's Orion Rex, a 7-year mission focusing on the collection of rocks and dust from a near-Earth asteroid, successfully returned to Earth on Sunday. The capsule's final samples touched down in the desert at the Department of Defense's Utah Test and Training Range with around 250 grams of material from a carbon-rich asteroid named Bennu, which NASA says contains some of the oldest rocks in our solar system. The sample should help scientists better understand what things may have looked like 4.5 billion years ago. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.